In April, when we celebrate the Earth and Earth Day, we try to update some intriguing stories we've run. Today, we're revisiting the Elf, a human and sun-powered enclosed bicycle that a company in North Carolina launched with a Kickstarter campaign in 2013. Here's part of our report from Living on Earth's Helen Palmer.
Organic Transit, that makes the Elf, occupies an old furniture warehouse in downtown Durham, North Carolina. In the huge showroom window is what looks like a large, green, egg-shaped motorcycle sidecar on top of a racing wheelchair. Now, a sun-powered tricycle sounds like the brainchild of a young alternative engineer, but its inventor hardly fits that mold.
Hi, Helen. I'm Rob Cotter with Organic Transit.
Rob Cotter's in his 50s, a slightly rumpled and unassuming-looking engineer with plenty of hands-on experience.
Many years ago, I was working for Porsche and BMW, more on the race car side of things, and I was living in Southern California, and they were building the Gossamer Condor and the Gossamer Albatross, the pedal-powered aircraft, not too far from me. So I kind of linked up with those folks.
That led to a host of new possibilities. Cotter's a working inventor who's learned many skills along the way.
I became vice president of land for human-powered vehicles. I built a 62-mile-an-hour tricycle about 30 years ago. And once I realized people could go highway speeds at 1 horsepower, I realized how inefficient everything it is that we do.
That realization and all that experience went into making this new alternative vehicle, the Elf. Not something from Lord of the Rings, but an acronym.
It's actually electric, light, and fun.
Light and fun, but not tiny.
It's under 4 feet wide, it's 8 feet long, and a little over 5 feet tall.
At that height, he says, you sit in traffic at eye level with cars. The open sides and huge front windshield mean you can see, and the electric headlights and indicators mean you can be seen. You're protected by a sturdy aluminum frame that anchors the body panels front and back. There's space behind the driver to put a child seat, and it can carry up to 350 pounds of cargo. But the Elf is still a bicycle.
It has pedals and a chain and drives a rear wheel, but there's also solar panels and electric motor to help get it down the road.
Rob says the Elf gives people the choice of how much exercise to take. You can use the electric motor to help get up the hills on the way to work, so you don't arrive too sweaty, then let it sit in the sun for the solar panels to charge the battery. And it's not only the Elf's color and its power source that are green.
A lot of the materials going into this are recycled materials. The aluminum's 45% recycled. And it's just a very efficient package, so efficient that it gets an equivalent of about 1,800 miles per gallon.
But of course, it uses no gas at all, just human power, sun power, and a battery pack with a 30-mile range. It's not built for highways, though, only for local roads and bike trails, as federal regs say a bicycle can't go faster than 20 miles an hour. Cotter says if enough people who drive about 30 miles a day climbed out of their cars and into an Elf, the effect on greenhouse gas emissions could be startling.
Each one of these on the road takes about 28 tons of CO2 out of the atmosphere per year.
Compared with an equivalent car?
That's right. It mitigates the 28 tons.
Right.
So 100 of these on the road are the equivalent of a 4-megawatt wind turbine at about 20% of the cost.
Ah, cost. Now, that's always one of the big questions about any new technology.
The base price is $4,000, and basically that's like a wholesale pricing. But we have over 400 orders of reservations currently, just from our website.
And that was before the Kickstarter campaign got underway. They reached their $100,000 funding goal in 12 days, and 40 people have actually paid for the vehicles. By now, I really wanted a personal test drive in this powered trike, though I was a little apprehensive.
We call the green one, it's called the green onion. It was so light when we first built it, it was translucent green. So
how safe do you think they are if somebody runs into them?
Safer than a bicycle. So this is kind of like riding around inside of a bicycle helmet.
So let me pop this door open here.
Okay. But with hands full of recorder and microphone, I wasn't sure if I could actually ride or steer the thing. Indeed, I couldn't even work out how to climb into it.
So what I do, it's kind of like getting in and out of a kayak.
Right.
So I take the big step. Keep your feet on the pedals, because it's much safest to keep on the pedals.
So, feet on the pedals and microphone stuffed inside my jacket, I was ready.
Go up this track, like, make a left.
Yes.
Go up to that bull over there, see that bull statue? Make a right after that.
And I set off pedaling unsteadily into the traffic.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, I've come to a red light, so I'm stopping.
Oh, yes, she's letting me go. That's amazing. Okay, I'm turning in front of the traffic. Oh, wow, this is very wonderful. Okay, it's quite a bit of actual pedaling, so it's not easy, but I could, of course, put the electric motor on. Maybe I'll try that. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I just put the motor on, and it's great. Okay, there's nothing coming, so I can turn round here. Oh, it's easy. You get a hang of it in, like, 3 minutes. I'm being followed by a fire engine.
Well, except for the fire truck, it was fun, but more challenging than I'd expected. And given the turn signals and the traffic, there was a lot to remember. But it's certainly easier than learning to ride a bike. And the electric power on the hills was great. So don't be surprised to see a solar pedal-powered trike heading down a bike path near you soon. For Living on Earth, I'm Helen Palmer in Durham, North Carolina.
Helen joins us now in the studio. So that was back in January of 2013. What's happened since?
Well, as you remember, they were just at the end of their Kickstarter campaign. So I called up Rob Cotter, the CEO of the company, and here's what he told me.
Since then, we've sold about 500 units. We've delivered them to 8 countries. We're looking at manufacturing in 4 other countries presently. And we've prevented from entering the atmosphere somewhere around 200,000 tons of CO2.
Well, I know one of the plans you had was to manufacture in other urban centers around the U.S. Have you managed to get that off the ground?
We've done some of that. We actually worked with an organization in San Jose that trains homeless people to become bicycle mechanics. So we went there as kind of a test pilot to see, you know, who could build this and how. And in a week's time, we taught them how to actually build ELFs and maintain them and service them and all the tooling it takes to get to do that. And now we are in talks with organizations in Holland, in Belgium, New Zealand, and Fiji to be building them there, as well as in other parts of the U.S.
So this is obviously something that's caught a wave, as it were, with other countries as well. What response have you had from other countries about the ELF?
So I think one thing we have to be realistic is that, you know, pretty much every other country is a better market than in the U.S. Even though there's a wonderful renaissance taking place here on bicycles in the U.S. and the mindset of people wanting to live in urban areas and have a smaller footprint, so to speak, we don't really have the infrastructure of most other countries, and we don't have kind of the mindset of drivers that allow bicycles to have a bigger portion of the road. So the response we've gotten from other countries oftentimes is like, this can't be from the U.S. This must be made in Germany.
What is it that we're missing that other countries are getting, both in terms of infrastructure and attitude?
So over the past, you know, 75 years or so, we've become a very auto-centric culture. We don't have a lot of bike paths. We don't have separated paths. We don't have wide shoulders for the bicycles to safely travel on the same routes as automobiles. And then a lot of the drivers are not familiar with cyclists on the road. And as we have more and more cyclists coming onto the roads, many of those are actually not skilled and understand how to ride safely as well. So two of the things that the ELF does is provides weather protection and increases the safety immensely over a conventional bicycle. With the composite shell for safety, with the visibility of the higher profiled body, and then with the, you know, turn signals and brake lights and all those things.
Now, I know that you've had some new developments in terms of the actual, what the ELF looks like, what capacity the ELF has. Tell me what developments you've made since I saw it 2.5 years ago.
So in the past 18 months or so, we've made about 110 changes on the basic ELF. Some little tiny details of, like, you know, different washers and a little aluminum tabs and things like that, to significant changes like we made a two-seater that we call the twofer. So there's all sorts of changes that are happening throughout. In fact, perhaps since you were, you know, involved so early on, we had just a 65-watt panel back then. And now we have it comes standard with a 100-watt panel. And somewhere in the near future, it'll be significantly higher once again.
So tell me what kinds of uses people are putting their ELFs to. What are they doing with it that's particularly surprised or interested you?
Well, it's really amazing. People are using them all winter long in places like Canada. They're pulling trailers, 500, 600-pound trailers. around with like snow blowing equipment and yard equipment on there. They turn them into little food trucks. There's a gentleman in Pasadena that has a gelato freezer out the back. It's kind of a solar operated freezer he sells his gelato out of. One gentleman rode from Ontario, Canada to Key West, Florida, and his elf all in secondary roads and bike paths. But the thing that amazes me most, I think, is people with disabilities that are using the elf to increase their mobility. So there's one woman, she broke both her legs in 20 places, and doctors said you would never walk again, you know, without assistance. And she purchased an elf, she lowers herself in it, she takes off on electric power, and when she can, she goes ahead and just rotates the pedals. And 6 months later, she's riding 22 miles a day and able to walk without a cane.
This must be very pleasing to you as the father of the elf.
Oh, it is, yes. And, you know, it's always just continually amazed at what people are doing with them. Absolutely.
So what do you think the future is?
So for us, you know, if we're not incredibly successful, we're not having the impact on climate change that we'd like to have. So our goal is to have tens of thousands of units and also different models, the truck model, the van model, or even just a much more ecological golf cart. And then ultimately, somewhere down the road, we would build a fully enclosed three-wheeled motorcycle that would do highway speeds and have a range of about 250 miles. And all these are basically filling that space between a bicycle and a car that are zero pollution, that are very economical to maintain and run, and are supplemented in large part by solar.
So Steve Robcott has got big plans, and he's made great improvements on the basic elf. But as a result, the price has gone up from $4,000 to more than $5,000.
Well, that's business, isn't it? Living on Earth's Helen Palmer, thanks so much.